Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Kelly Scholes is with us today, former president and owner of CPI Plumbing in Mount Vernon, Washington, and now a published author, speaker, coach, and mentor. Kelly was a keynote speaker at Service World Expo. He's been a speaker at our success days, and he's an advisory board mentor for Service Nation Alliance, so we have a lot of experience with Kelly. He's just published a book, Never Buy the Book, so we've got a lot to talk about. I should also say, before we get started, that I have a tremendous admiration for Kelly, not just because he built a great company, but because he's a guy that has been faced with tremendous adversity in his life, both personally and professionally, and he always found a way to overcome that adversity. And he's been very generous about his experience. He's just a generous human being. He helps others, he shares his success, and he's a big contributor to his community. So, Kelly Scholes, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
So, you sold your business.
Yes.
What led to that, and how did that happen?
In the beginning of 2018, I put together a plan with my partners, and at the time, I was getting into more coaching, of course, you know, working with Service Roundtable and Service Nation Alliance, and then also working with Blue Collar. And I was stepping away from the business more and more, and I have two partners that were running it. So I went to them at the beginning of 2018, and I said that they could earn out more stock over the next 3 years. At the time, I owned 65%. Between the two of them, they owned 35%. And I said, over the next 3 years, if you guys hit certain metrics, I'll gift you more stock each year. And with that, I'm only going to work a week a month so I could focus more on the coaching and training. So that was going along great. And by November, I was down to less than a week a month. And I came in right before Thanksgiving and talked to Brad, who's the general manager and was actually running the company and one of my partners. And he asked if he could talk to me, and I said, sure. So I sat down, and he starts hem-hawing around, and I've worked with Brad for many years, so I knew something was bothering him. And finally, I just said, well, just what's bothering you? What? And he says, how do we get you out of here? And I kind of looked at him. I said, what do you mean? How do you? He says, well, we want to buy you out. I said, really? I said, well, what changed? I said, we put this in play at the beginning of the year that, you know, I would gift you guys more stock. He goes, yeah, but you're off doing your own thing, and we want to do stuff around here, and we feel like we have to wait for you to get back to go over stuff. And I'm like, well, Brad, I've told you guys, just do what you're doing. Run the company. You're doing a great job. You're doing a better job than I do. He's like, yeah, but we just feel obligated to tell you. And finally, I just said, Brad, if I was you guys, I'd want me out of here too. So we sat down. That was right before Thanksgiving. We sat down. We came up with a contract. And by December 21st, we had signed the papers. And as of December 31st, 2018, I was no longer an owner.
Well, good for you. How does it feel to be out of the business?
Well, I'm not completely out of it because I am coaching and mentoring people. And you know, I have some financial classes, which we can talk about. But, you know, I'm still involved in it. I'm involved through, you know, Service Nation Alliance and through some other coaching opportunities I've had. And I'm still a consultant for CPI. Part of the buyout agreement was that I would be a consultant for them. So I'm, you know, I'm not in a day-to-day operation, but still am involved in the industry.
You've got to feel pretty good about that. There's a fair number of people that start businesses. There's a fair number of people that grow the business to a successful level. And then it's a smaller number of people at each level. And then the number of people that build it and then sell it to somebody else and make a successful transition is even a smaller number. So good for you. Way to go.
Yeah. And you know, we didn't really know because when I put the plan in place at the beginning of 2018 for the 3 years is once we got to the third year, we were going to evaluate at that time and decide at that time whether they were going to buy me out or we were going to sell to a third party. And it just sped up the process by me stepping away and letting them run the company without me being there. You know, so many people, so many owners, you know, want to be engaged. They want to micromanage. You know, they don't let their people actually run the business. And when you step back and you let them run the business, you find out they usually run it better than you do.
You hire the right people, they do. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I could have stayed there and still owned the company, but it was time. It was time to let them take the reins and run with it. And, you know, in 2019, like I say, I'm still a consultant for them. So I still go in and see them and I still see the financials and everything. In 2019, they had a great year.
So you wrote a book. Tell us about the book.
So never buy the book. Doesn't mean I don't want people to buy it. Just means that.
That's B-Y, not B-U-Y.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people get that confused too. So as you know, I've done podcasts before and you and I have talked and a lot of people know. And for the people that don't know, my wife passed away, unexpectedly in 2012. And a year after that, some friends and I decided to do a hike in the local area where we live. And when we decided to do the hike, the local hospital found out about it and asked us to do a fundraiser. So as we started planning this, the hospital director came and asked me if I would name the cardiac rehabilitation center after my late wife through this hike. So we determined through talking to my daughters and friends and everything that yes, we would go ahead and do that. Well, how are you going to raise money? Started going around to local, like the Rotary and Kiwanis and all the local clubs trying to raise money. As we were doing that, I was telling my story of business, what I'd been through in business and losing the wife and everything. And I was telling the story. People started asking, do you have a book? And I'm like, no. They're like, oh, you should write a book. And I kind of thought about it, but, you know, like most people who have ever thought about writing a book, it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll think about it, but probably will never do it. Well, as I kept telling the story and through Service Roundtable and Service Nation Alliance, you know, I met Kenny Chapman and became good friends with Kenny, and Kenny's a published author. And then I met Mark Madison, and Mark's also a published author. And talking to them, they kept really pushing me. We want to see you write a book. You got a great story. We'd love to see it. We'd love to see it. So that was 2014 when they really started pushing me to write it. So I went and interviewed my mom right about 2014, 2015, because the book starts before I was even born, because I was not supposed to be born. So I interviewed my mom 2015, and then I just sat on it and couldn't get anywhere. Well, 2018, when I started stepping away from CPI and doing coaching, I got a client in San Clemente, California. And I went down and was coaching him personally and business-wise. And then right after CPI bought me out, I was talking to that client. We were talking about his 2019, and I said, well, have you done a planning strategy meeting? He said, no. I said, you need to sit, you know, he's a $10 million company. I'm like, you should sit down with your management team and sit and plan out your year and go over it and figure out what you want your year to look like. And he's like, well, I've never done that. I said, okay. I said, I'll come out and facilitate it. So I was living in Arizona at the time. I drove out there and met with him and said, hey, I don't want to do it at your office. Let's do it offsite. He goes, okay. His office manager's dad had a clubhouse that we were going to go do it at. So January 24th of 2019, we leave his place and we go down to the Pacific Coast Highway. And I don't know if you've ever been to San Clemente, California, but it's a beautiful little beach town. It's the southernmost beach town in Orange County. We go down the Pacific Coast Highway. We turn, we start going north and we're driving along pretty soon. We're going through Dana Point. By now I'm looking at my watch and I'm going, come on, Mike, where are we going? You know, we're wasting time here. We turn, we start going up Laguna Canyon. And as we go up it, I get this feeling and this sensation that comes over me that I can't explain. And I'm just like, oh my God. We get to the top of the canyon, we pull into this place, this little clubhouse, and we get out. And I'm standing there and I'm just kind of dazed. Mike comes up to me and he goes, what's wrong? I go, I don't know. He goes, what do you mean? I go, I can't explain it. I go, I just had this sensation come over me. I can't explain. He goes, why? I go, 29 years ago, I left this canyon. I was dead broke and an alcoholic. And I said, I'd never come back here. Here I am back here 29 years later coaching you on what I've learned in those 29 years. I sat down the next week and started writing the book. And I was done in a month and a half.
Wow. What a dramatic circle of life, right?
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, up until that point, writing a book was just a fairy tale. But once I had that circle of life, that epiphany, I literally sat down and in a month and a half, penned a paper. I had the first transcript done. I like to call it a book of hope and inspiration. It's a book about my life story, what I've been through, how I got through it, what I had to do to get through it. At the end of the book, I have what's called the 10 Renegade Laws of Success. When I was younger, I was, let's say, not your prize student, not your prize kid. So I've been through a lot, you know, from alcoholism to losing my wife, things in business, different things. But through that, you know, there's 10 rules that I've kind of followed my whole life. And, you know, I believe if you would adhere to those laws and those rules, that you can get through anything and get through it brighter than what you went into it. Number one is work hard. Number two is set goals. Number three is seize opportunities. Number four is be adaptable to change. Number five is watch your money. Six is learn what you can. Seven is believe in yourself. Eight, get out of your comfort zone. Nine, focus on your family and give back to the community. And 10, blow through the naysayers.
What a great time to come out with this book. You know, here we are in the middle of this pandemic. The mm-hmm. economy is going through a retraction of some sort, hopefully not too long, but a number of companies are feeling the pain. People are nervous. I think about the first time that I ever went through something like that, you know, and it really scared me. But, you know, after you've been through a few of these, you've lived a while, you view them somewhat differently. And I think a person that has been through as much as you have can contribute a lot. And so I think the timing of this book is perfect. I think people should rush out and get it and read it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to help them get through this current period.
I hope so. And I mean, that's why I wrote the book is, like I said, I've been through a lot. I've had a lot of people help me get through what I've been through. And, you know, if I can help somebody get through something, that's what it's about. You know, like I said, people have helped me, so it's my turn to help other people.
That came out really powerfully, I think, in your keynote speech at Service World Expo. I don't know if I told you this or not, but my wife was there on the front row with me. You do a great story about being prepared and how being prepared mm-hmm. made a big difference for you and what some of that preparation needs to be. She leaned over to me and she said, "We have to get our wills redone." And so we have, and we've done a few other things also as a result of that. So on a personal basis, that was a very good speech for us to attend, but it was good in so many other ways. I heard a lot of great things about it. Where can people get this book?
They can get it off of Amazon, or they can go to my website, kellyscholes.com. That's KellyScholes.com. Okay. Or they can get it through Service Roundtable.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Shameless plug here, shop.serviceroundtable.com. Any of the above.
Any of the above,
thank
yes.
Thank you.
The Audible should be on within a week or so. I've already recorded it and had it edited and everything, so it'll be out as well.
Fantastic. Thank you for doing an Audible version. Everybody in our industry thanks you for doing an Audible version.
It wasn't the easiest, but I'll thank myself, too.
Yeah, we're an industry of people that like to listen to books because, you know, there's a fair amount of car time and other thing time. So in addition to book writing, what else are you up to?
Well, right now, with what's going on with the economy, I'm not doing much speaking. People aren't bringing in any speakers right now. So that's a little tough.
We're all staying 6 feet away from each other.
Yeah, which, you know, like you said earlier, you know, I've been through a lot of things and it kind of puts a perspective on it. And even with this COVID-19 that's going on right now, you know, people got to stop panicking. Stop watching the news. I mean, we're going to get through this. This country's been through a lot and they're going to get through this as well. And the more you panic, the more it doesn't help people. It doesn't help yourself. You know, it doesn't help anybody else. And there's just way too much panic going on with it right now.
Yeah, so, I agree. We'll get through this.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing I'm doing is financial classes. So before the COVID hit, I had done some financial classes all over the country. I'd done Colorado, Atlanta, Florida. And I go in and work with owners and their team members. And I have a 2-hour class that I can do or a 6-hour workshop. And it's on financial literacy. And it's to teach employees how to get out of debt, how to budget, how to save. And that has been very, very successful, very fulfilling for me. And the kickback and the feedback I've been getting from the owners and the employees is incredible.
You started doing that in at your own company, right?
Yeah.
That's a really powerful story. Can you tell us just a little bit about that?
Sure. So in 2014, my old company, CPI, was very big into training and still is to this day. But one thing that I always did is every week we would have one day of personal development training. So in 2014, Brad and I were talking about what we could do for personal development. And he said, hey, take a look at Dave Ramsey's stuff. And I'm like, well, who's Dave Ramsey? And so he told me about it. So I checked into it. And after checking into it, I'm like, oh my God, I've lived those financial principles my whole life. Well, my whole life since I quit drinking anyway. So I started, So I jumped in and found out that Dave Ramsey had a program at the time called Core Financial Wellness. He teaches his Financial Peace University all over the world, but Core Financial Wellness was for employee-based financial wellness. So I dug into it and thought, you know what? We're going to teach this to the employees. So I became a facilitator for it. I took 14 employees at the time, did an 8-week class. When we started the class, there was $186,000 in debt between the 14 employees, not including mortgages. And in 8 weeks, when we finished, that debt was down to $146,000.
Wow. That's awesome.
So 2 years later, I went to do it again and didn't have the interest in it. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to take it a step further. So I went back to Nashville, where Dave Ramsey's headquarter is, and became a financial master coach. So now what I'm doing, and I'm not an employee of Ramsey, it's just a master coach through him. But through Dave Ramsey's stuff, what I've learned is Dave teaches 7 principles to financial freedom. Number one is $1,000 emergency fund. Number two is get rid of your debt. Number three is get 3 to 6 months of expenses for an emergency fund. Number four is pay off your house. 5, save for college. 6, save for retirement. And then 7, build wealth. Well, as he's teaching it, you do steps 1 through 3. And then you do, once you're through step 3, you do step 4, 5, and 6 all in conjunction with each other, which pay off your house, save for college, save for retirement. And what I've found teaching that throughout the country is it loses most people. So many people cannot imagine paying off their house or paying for college before college or retirement. It gets too heavy for them. So what I've done is I've broke it down more simple. I teach the habits of money, the difference between wants and needs, the relationship between money and husband and spouse when it comes to money, how to get an emergency fund, how to budget, and how to get out of debt. And if I can teach people those core principles, it can change their life forever.
Yep.
My wife and I, before she passed away, well, 24 years old, I was broke and an alcoholic. By the time I was 40, I was completely debt-free and a multimillionaire. And I did that.
It's quite a turnaround in 16 years.
Yeah. And it was because my wife and I lived those principles and we communicated very well together on what we wanted to accomplish and how we were going to accomplish it.
And now you teach that. A number of our members have offered financial training for their employees and the results have been fantastic. It's it makes for happier, more productive employees, and good for the employees, good for their families, and good for the company, frankly. So I would advise anybody that is listening and interested in, you should get in touch with Kelly and learn how to do this. And so, Kelly, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, what would be the best way to do that?
Best way would be kellyscholes.com. That's KellyScholes.com, or they can call or text me at 360-770-9810.
So if they go to the website, is there a contact me button or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a contact me on there. It shows everything that I do, and yeah, they can get a hold of me through there.
This has been fantastic. It's so good to reconnect with you and hear all this. I'm ordering the book today. I look forward to reading it. I know it's going to be great, just like everything else you do. So
perfect.
Thanks again.
Thank you. Thanks, David.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.